I'm in Bava Mevei in the Ran. So it's in the Ran. We start Teched Ami Deshari the Mekabel to Betasko. In the second line, Vik Lameda Goshmaitu. Okay, so we have a case of a Sucher and a Masker. So Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is owns a Merchatz. Shimon is Mutter Hanoah from Reuben. So saying if Reuben rents out the Merchatz to Levi, if Reuben doesn't have three, he says, yeah, so Shimon can use the Merchatz. V'ikul Amedek HaShemaitin. V'filu L'chei Gav L'hechi Shori. Why is this mutter? There's no three says yad, so it's mutter. How could it be? So makom makom guf merchad shalom asker who? It's his merchads. V'yochel lesser say al asercher atzma, and he can make it osir. Not only can make it osir on Shimon, Reuben can make it osir on the person rents it from him. Which means even after he rents it out, he maintains ownership on the guf merchad to the point that he can make it osir on the seicher. Community berach and perik mishkali alai. Hamasker buys the chaver of hikdisha. Somebody rents out a building, a house, to somebody else, and then hikdisha, and then the masker is makdish the bias. So hador boy malas karla hikdish, so it becomes hikdish, and the person who's living there has to pay to hikdish. The case was that the masker was makdishit. The sercher malas skar lehekdish. The more says, what do you mean? Rakshin and Hassan, the more over there in the Erech and asks, hador boy malas skar lehekdish, hechi dyer boy b'milakoy. So the more says, if you're not paying skar lehekdish, he can't live there. But what do you see? Alma the Mora is assuming Yochel Osra L'Secher Kimash Agufa Karka Shaloi. In other words, the Ran is saying maybe you could argue the following. The way we look at the relationship between a Secher and a Masker is that the Masker owns the Gufa of the Karka, the Gufa of the Bias, the Gufa of the Merchat, and the Secher gets a Kinyan Peiris. So for this period of time, he has the right to get all the benefits from the field, the house, the payers of the house is his usage. So he owns the usage. He's paying for the usage. He owns the usage. So the masker can't be makdish the payers. They're not his. So even after the masker is makdish the bias, the payers still belong to the seicher. So when the Secher takes the payers, he's not taking something from Hekdesh. Hekdesh doesn't own that. He owns that. That's what you could have argued. Right? So then the Braiser makes a lot of sense. That the Secher has the right to live there, but he has to pay the rent to Hekdesh. But the Mor doesn't say that. The Mor says no. Putting the Kiddush on the Guf HaBayis, which belongs to the Masker, precludes the Secher from living there. So he has the power to make it Kaddish to the point of asking on the person who rented and has a bailus on the usage. So my shori, so how can this be mutter in our Mishnah for the mutter to be in the henna from the merchats of the madir, because it's socher, because it's rented. So Tirus Tibetais, so Tosis answers, Denechanami, you're right. If he says explicitly that he's answering the merchats on the mutter, chayli surrey. So the issur will be chal, and the even though it's socher, even though it's rented out, the karka still belongs to him, and he would ask for that karka. It would become usur on the mutter. Kimish gub shaloi. The case where he was makdish the bias. So the case over here where someone can, the language was, you cannot benefit from me. Not I'm making this merchatz asur on you, but you cannot benefit from me. And the pshat in the Mishnah over here is that if he has no tfisas yad in it, that's not something which he has in mind when he says you can't have an offer me, because he's not using that, the master is not using that piece of that item, the merchatz, or the base of bat. He is getting nothing. He's getting nothing out of it directly. He's getting payment of rent, but he's getting nothing out of it directly. Therefore, he doesn't have that in mind when he makes the issur. Okay. Zok the Ran. Mikashalachot. If you're gonna have a problem with this teretz, so now we're getting involved in Das B'nei Adam. What are they thinking when they use these languages? When they say you can't be Nehenna for me, does he mean an item which really belongs to me, which I rent out to somebody else who has full usage? Do I mean that that's coming Nehenna for me when I say those words? That's the question. Do I have Das for that thing? The Holy El Perik Ain Ben Amudr. Have a single daitel, the Ain daitel Amashi Hifker. So the Mora presents such an idea that if I ask for being the handed for me, and then I'm after something, I don't mean to include that. So by the time you're going to mean a henna from it, it's not for me. So I don't mean to include that. We say that that's not true. See, remember the loy dummy. That's different. Which is the case over there, where the person not making a qualification, saying you cannot benefit from me, from my property, etc. So daitoy akomashu brishus, whatever is in my rishus, I include. Feel kimashena hefker a dying hefker, le matana matana. I had not made the hefker yet, or I haven't given the matana yet. Even though when you will be nehena, it's no longer mine. But I meant to ask for this item. Av hemachal leiser, amashu yotzim rishus the shaitoy. B'schiris, but it's not really my rishus right now. Right now, it's in the rishus of the seicher. Kim the hashda mias la rishus sekoy ein dai to loser. Okay, so that's Tosus teretz. Rabbeinu Tam zal teretz. Now, who the parak mishkali alai? Dabi gabi hektish. Mishum the hektish mafkia midei shibur. So hektish, which we know that hektish can override a shibud. So it overrides the shibud of the soicher who has a shibud on the property to use it. The hektish overrides that. So he can be makdish the house and ask it on the soicher. Now, that's nice. But the problem is we said kenomis also are mafkiyim the shibud. And the reason why Kanamas are Mafkim and Eshibud is because they're like Hektish. But Hani Mili, Bekadim Kloli, that which we said before the last Perik, that. What? What about it? I said it. Yeah. Hani mili kadam klali kein hektish. Aba kadam prati kimin the loydomi le hektish. Over there, amura baron the shibude the idoch do lifke le. Ki heched amur hasam the amura baron the shibude the bal. The morse is over there in ksuvis. Even though that normally a kadam is mafkim midei shibud, but the chabim, so the woman can be makdish for could ask her maisi yadayim on the husband. And And the husband really should not, his shibud on her ma'aseh yadayim should become overridden. But the chacham strengthened the shibud of the baal that she can't do that. So they have, the chacham have a power to do that. So similarly over here, when you make a kainam, which is a kainam klali, it's also in the whole world. So it's like hekdesh. So there the chacham didn't shepherd. Kainam prati, which is over here, he's asking on one individual, that's a kainam prati. So it's not like hekdesh. So there the shibud of the seicher will be stronger and prevent the kainam from taking effect. Not only did he say this teretz, but he passed like that halacha l'maisa. V'cherem tirtzu, a third teretz. Zahid the perak mishkali alai b'shalai hikdim sachroi l'masker. He hasn't paid rent yet. Skara l'masker. V'kim l'sagi shalai yiskai b'sarcher los yiskar l'hektish. So he hasn't paid rent yet, so he's going to have to pay to Hekdesh. So once that's true, this is Yeshla Hekdesh Yad B'schus B'chol Abayis K'mashah Yilamaskar V'chala Hekdesh Alabayis V'chidar Bebe Me'ilu Koy. So since he hasn't paid rent yet, he's going to have to pay to Hekdesh. So we can't say as if we're saying it's not Hekdesh, because you're paying to Hekdesh. Well, that comes with all of the, once that's true, that comes with all of the implications of belonging to Hekdesh, which means there'll be an inyan of milah. Alba Masisi, because you hiked them circle the masker, schorik. The circle paid the rent already. Once he paid rent, we keep the stock like master of the gamri. Right now, the master has nothing in the property, even the right to collect the rent. He already got. So for this period of time, the master is out of the picture. Lamotzi oser. So then the master can't come and make the property oser on this third party. And this idea which they were saying, this is based on the Rishami. Okay. So the Ran, the truth is, I want to say a fourth teretz. The truth is, it's not shavir. The husband ben masker bayis stam askinan. The case was that the language was masker bayis stam. Rather, the k'tani husband nafal chayv lahamber lebayis. Viva bayis then nafal oz the. So I can rent it to you. I'm renting to you a house, or renting to you this house. If I say I'm renting you this house, if the house collapses and rebuild it, you have no right to be right to rent of that the new house. I rented you this house. This house is no longer here. This is what's here now is a different house. But he was masked. I'm renting you a house. And I gave you one of my houses. So nafal the lacha is, you have a right to rent one of my houses. This is one of my houses now. The masker rebuilds the house, so the seicher has a right to it. To the case of, there was a case of masker by istam. Okay, and how do I know? Because the Morbeder says the case was nafal the schayim l'hamad l'bayis. If the house collapses, he's the part of the chiyum of the masker is to replace the bayis. A lot of advice stamaskinan. The more says Ushimachi Brachinan. So the circus shibud is not on this specific property. It's on a property. So the more says, if that's true, Shimachi Brachinan, Heki Motzi Darbe Bimilakoi, the Kimilo Hiskalo Bayas Yadua, Elabayas Stam, Vadi Motzi Makdish Lay Masker. The shibud of the circle was not on this house specifically, it was on a house. So fine, so the masker should be the masker was Makdish's house. He has the power to do that. and he has a fee to give the sarcher a different house. Okay. Our babai is there. The case where he's mastered him this house, so the shibud of the sarcher is on this house. The master can't be makdish and make it also in the sarcher. The sarcher shibud is there beforehand. He's bought the full rights to the house, so the master can't be makdish. That hektish is mafkibah deshibud is only kedushas aguf, whereas kedushas better kabayis, which is not kedushas aguf, is only kedushas mammon. He doesn't own the money, so he can't be mafkibah deshibud. That's Rashi's opinion. The Shulchan Aruch and Tam Zal should serve with a filo hektish bias. Hektish better bias mafkim in the shibud. So according to Rashi, the Gemara over there in Erekin is very understandable. That the difference is in the case of bias there and bias stop. Varayla Dover, I mean, number of Perikapal Pia Besef Mechilton. The Gemara says, Hola Damya, El Arma Lechaber, Sadazusha Mashkanti Lecha, Lesser Shonim, the Cheshapterim Imcha, Tiktosh. So the more is saying that we once we're a mul the shibud, so it's once so the kedut the hektish eschal, once the shibud is no longer relevant. So similar to if a person would be mamashka in a field to somebody else, which means in the mashka of a field, the recipient has a right to get the papers. Says when I'm pointed back, it should become kaddish. The logo that it's kaddish. But the hektish is not chal before he's pointed back. So you see that calls to mind, it's talking about a soda, which is hektish better, so hektish better than kabayis. The kedusha is not chal to mafkia the shibud. Like Rashi, Hilcha Chahid, the Perek Mishkali Olai, Lakasha Klal, Amasnisa. Now, if you look at the language of the Ran, he says, Ubavare, over there, that case over there in Erekin is not Shver. Now, that language means because, yeah, but I have a place which is a question. That question, I have a very simple answer to. The difference between Ba'ezeh and Ba'ezta. But, Miyu, Akadim Masnisen Loynicha. The Hakeinom is Kedushas Aguf Damyan. So even though I've answered the Gemara in Erekin, because the Gemara in Erekin is talking about Hektish, and Hektish is of a bias is by definition is Kedushas Berak Abayis, and that's not Mafkimei De Shibud. Therefore, there's a difference between bias and bias stop. But going back to over here, we're talking about a kainam. A kainam is kedushas aguf. Kedisa perek alpha piyu b'saf mechiltet. B'mai lo mafkiyan midei shibud. So the kainam should make the property usur. So going back to over here, when the maskir, it makes the bias usur as a kainam. And this fellow, even though it's the bias is in the hands of the seicher, the merchitz is in the hands of the seicher over here, some of the merchitz, the kadim should be chal and should become aser on that person, even though it's in the hands of the seicher. Either seicher has a shibud, the kadim is mafkim at a shibud because it's a kedushas aguf. Hechol mefarkim asnisin elachad mehanat piruka liksivna. So the question for the Gemara in Erekin is not a question, but the question of how to understand this din over here is still going to stand. You're going to have to give one of the truths we said before, that he didn't have das on that which he already been masker. Depends whether he paid rent before or afterwards, etc. You have to answer with one of those answers. Now, Rani Kvark Savdi Mr. Seno, the feel of Kanan Prati, even though it's a Kanan Prati, so it's with Kimi the Shibud, the feel of Hikdim Skar Serker, even if he paid the rent already, Motzi Masker lost her love. Vatkilin Luhu Tre Peruki Basaroi. So I already pointed out that those two terutzim, that there's kashas on them and they're not true. So those two last terutzim are not going to work, and you have to go back to the first, which the Ben Thomas Chilik of the Ben Thomas Chilik of Karen Prati, and the Cherim's Teretz of when you paid the rent are irrelevant. The first answer is, what was the das of the master? He didn't mean to include these things which he had asked. He already had rented out. Okay. Vacherim, therefore, so I only have one teretz. There's three potential terutzim. There's four potential. One of them doesn't answer this din over here. It only answers the Gemara and Erechid. Fine. Two of the terutzim which I'm giving, the difference between a kaidim kloli and a kaidim prati, I don't agree with. The difference when you pay the rent, I don't agree with. So what are you left with? You left with the first thing. What was the person's intent? So it's not a question of the person does have the ability to make an osur and echadami, but he'd say stam das. He didn't mean to include that which he rented out. Which is not such a satisfying answer, because like Bisham the more what is pointed out, you know, the more I ask the question, the more I say, well, stam das, but we're saying that we have to assume that that was the point of the Mishnah. Not that you can't make an osur, you could make an osur, but you don't mean to make an osur. Without the more we're giving such a clout, is not so satisfying. Therefore, Racherim Tirtu Oat. There's another answer which you give to this question. The high muskarim, the hachalav muskarim, kain skiris, akar the alma. So this is not regular skiris. Why? The minimum gemara hechidami the shori the mekabel b'taska. So he said, what was the case there? It's mutter that he's getting being mekabel b'taska. Mekabel b'taska lav hainu skiris. That's not really skiris. El hakarka rehi shal machzik lo'olam. Umarisha lebanav.
What's his
So Matalba Taska, where we touched it is that, like the Ron said at the beginning of this Ron, is that he's not giving him any type of profits, he's paying him rent. The Acherim is saying that that's not the phrase of what Matalba Bataska means. Matalba Bataska means simply paying rent. We would have said the more we said he's not paying him for profits. He's just paying him money. Matalba Bataska means more along the lines that he's under he's makabalit with a set amount that he has to get per year. But we're adding the language of makabal b'tasko means he gets this ownership in l'olam forever. So that type of arrangement that it lasts forever. It's called Kenyan Aguf. It's not called Kenyan Paris.
That's a big change in the meaning of the state.
Yeah. Now, Now, behind a lock of muskardim in Mastis, it's not really muskardim, it's not regular rental. Mishum, the task is ke'ein skirisu. She made a pareya hamutal love shana shana. But if he doesn't pay the amount that he's supposed to pay per year, then hajra ara lamore, it does go back to the original. To the owner. So in that sense, he has not lost his ownership. But as long as the person is paying his yearly due, it's his forever. So the case where the melech owns the property. Well, the melech maintains a underlying ownership of all of his lands of the country, and he expects a yearly payment. So Reuben's living in the field, and Shimon goes and pays the taska to the melech. So Shimon gets the field. Malcolm or the yoiv taska lechalaru, whoever pays the taska gets the usage of the field. That's the Morris over there. But you see that's the usage of the lashon of taska. It's this type of payment. It means that. As long as the person is paying the task every year, it's his field, it's not the melech's field. But if he doesn't pay, somebody else pays, so the melech kicks him out. I'm sorry?
He doesn't pay yet, somebody else pays.
Right, that's the nicety of the melech. He doesn't wait. I don't know whether that would necessarily apply over here, but you know, there's a grace period, whatever, when it's due. The same, but by the melech, he's not. Those melechim weren't necessarily interested in this poor guy who's living in the field. You know, he wants his money. Okay. But Phil Hockey, even so the chara, so then it's regular skiris. Any moment he doesn't pay his, he's kicked out. So no, Kiman the whole Amos, the boy, the mifra, whatever he wants, he can pay. Lemotzi misalkle, the other person has no power to remove him. Edoch, the other person has no. So kinyan aguv yesha makarka. As long as he pays, the other person cannot say okay, but the skiris is up. There's no thing that the skiris is up. This was done in Lo'olam forever. That's called kinyan aguv, and therefore. And that's why in our Mishnah the maskir cannot answer this in the Merkha, it's on the Sarkar. I was curious the Alma Motzi Asr. So the Ran calls that Pilpul Lahari Sharimzal. These are all these different answers and discussions and ideas that we've been talking about until now. So the Ran Mitimani Aleim. I find the whole conversation strange. Fishani Armor Lahalacha. The Philip is curious the Alma. Call Shainla Lamadu Tvisis Yad. Shari Mudderly, Sanuya Mimerkots, Ube Sabachi, Eshla the Madam, Muskarta Bibir. It's Mutter. I have this Gemara in over there that you can make it Osir and Mimakdish it, and he has the power to Mimakdish it. Lavagav the Mindina. Vadi the Master Yachal Eser al Asircher. Phil Hikdim Asircher, the Master Skari, even if he paid the rent first, the Master does not lose ownership on the goof of the property, and therefore the Master can make it Osir on the Asircher. Capricious Leva Mastisin, Thresh Pirka, Sahani Mili, Kishoyser, some Lesoycher, or Kishoyser, some I'll call Adam, Shasercher Beklau. So the issue over here is that saying that a kaidim is mafkima de shibud. So the sarcher has a shibud, the masker can make the kaidim and make it also in the sarcher. Mafkia the shibud of the sarcher. Or the masker can make it also in the whole world, which is mafkia the shibud of the sarcher. Mishum the kim of the kaidim is mafkima de shibud. Yitzach the shibud of the sarcher, the gamri. But over here, he's saying the sarcher can use it. So he's saying, well, the kaidim should be chal and aserat and shimon, who's not the sarcher. So you're not being, I the sarcher is still here using it, and he has rights to it to rent it out. His rental is still valid. So if his rental is still valid, the masker has no power to make it also on one individual out there. Because right now it's meshubah to the sarcher. The sarcher is saying, I want to rent it, I want to take this property and use it there for everybody. He has no power, the masker has no power to make this merchah, it's also on a third party, not the sarcher. The kima ishtayer leshibuda, the sarcher. The sarcher is still here. Kishamura nehena lomi mother who nehena alimina sarcher ken nearly with ever baruch. So the Ron says this whole thing. I just don't get the whole conversation. Being mafkiyah and the shibud is mafkiyah and the shibud, but here you're saying the shibud is still there. So right now it's the sarcher because the masker didn't ask it on the sarcher. So the sarcher is going to say, hey, keep going, use it. But I want to now take that and make it also it's a shibud to me. So the all usages belong to the sarcher, not to the masker. So you want to be mafkiyah the whole thing, fine, but you're not mafkiyah the whole thing. So it's still the sarcher. I want Barrel to walk into America to use it and get rent out of it. So that's his right.
What, Raya?
Right.
Right.
So who's right?
That's the circus right. It says called being the hand from the circus because the usage all belongs to the circus. So when the person uses the Americas, he's not being the hand from the master. Because usage is what he's being the hand from. Usage belongs to the circus. And master didn't take that away from the circus. Fichani armor. Now, going back to the case where a third party is us, the case of the Shutman in the Chatzer, and a third party is Usher, is Murder Mechem Mehanan Law. So you call us the Chatzer. So the Shutman are Mutter in each other, and the third party is also to one of the Shutman, so he can't go into the Chatzer, according to the Banan. And Elazar ben Yaakov says he could. So La Mishra Rebusa the Elazar ben Yaakov, Belchud Tanilei. Al Rebusa the Rabbanan, Nami Nakta. There's a Chiddush of the Rabbanan also, that it's Usher. Why? The circle that means the Hidduk Savri Rabbanan, the Shutav Matsi Usher Achavrei. Yeah, the one Shutav can make the Chutzur, also another Shutav. I would have argued, Hani Mili Mishum, the Mafki Minei, Kinyan Shibud. Because it's the Liel. So in the Chatzer, I own, and I also have a Shibud on what you own to get usage. So you, when you make the Kainam, you're being mafki, my Shibud. Okay. Avlechem in a shuk. Lamotzi osur hachotzer shemid in chaluka. So Reuben and Shimon own the chotzer, and now Reuben says he wants to make the chotzer osur on Beryl. And Shimon says, Beryl's my friend. I want Beryl to come in. So Shimon said, listen, whatever I own, Beryl can go into, and whatever you own, I have a shibud. I have a right to use, and I want to use it to let Beryl in. So you have no power to stop me. I would have argued. What's really keeping the shibud? Chaverka adai nisher etzloi. So Beryl could say to Reuven, Shimon shibud is still here because you weren't mafkia Shimon shibud by asking on Shimon. The sechshalani nichtes. Lo the sechshalcha. Kamashu Kiva and the Hach Mather Moti Kodile Bahai Chotzer King and Gufa Paris Loikolai Manu. So is that the Mishnah? No. That's talking about a case where he gave, it's a Shibud which you give away the usage to somebody else. But over here in the Chotzer, you don't give away the usage to somebody else. You give the person the right to use it while you're using it as well. You both are going to use it. I mean, I'll use it to use it tomorrow, but it's not a Shibud which I've given away the usage. So you can't, therefore in that case, you, Beryl, can't say, I'm going into Shimon's Shibud part, not yours. That's a Kiddush of the Mishnah, which I would have thought that maybe that the third party could walk in. So the Mishnah that according to the bottom, the third party can't walk in. Okay. Let's hold it here.